Town Museum in funds plea amid leaks and rising costs. A museum has made a plea for more funding due to uncertainty caused by leaks and rising costs. The Vale and Downland Museum on Church Street in Wantage has said all publicity is a positive right now after Ollie Glover MP for Didcot and Wantage raised the issue of funding in Parliament. In a debate in the House of Commons on Thursday last week, the Liberal Democrat said, "The much-loved Vale and Downland Museum in Wantage is having to rely on one-off grants to plug funding gaps and has had an annual average deficit of £24,000 per year since 2020. What more can the Minister do to help our local councils provide funding for museums and cultural venues in my part of Oxfordshire?" Responding to him, Ian Murray, Minister of State in the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, said museums in difficulty should reach out to Arts Council England. The Labour politician added, "Our Museum Renewal Fund, worth £20 million, is supporting three museum groups in Oxfordshire, including Vale and Downland Museum in his constituency. Our new museum transformation programme, a 5% funding uplift for the Arts Council England National Portfolio Organisation and the Museum Development Network will further support the museum sector in 2026-27. Mr Glover replied that the response was reasonably promising. He added, however, the lack of consistent and reliable support from the government undermines the vital role these cultural facilities have on the community and the local economy. Echoing Mr Glover's question, Lisa Gale, manager of the Vale and Downland Museum, said the lack of consistent funding for ongoing wages and costs is a challenge. She said the most difficult part of it is getting grants for project, which we have been successful in, but these are always specifically grants for pieces of work, exhibitions, and not for general costs. Funding has been an issue for the museum sector in particular since the pandemic, and as well as general costs rising, the manager cited the increase in the minimum wage as a factor they have to carefully consider. In addition, the museum's building is showing signs of wear and tear. She said, "We have had leaks in certain places. Day-to-day dealing with an old building is a challenge. As such, anything that helps to raise attention to museums is a good thing, according to Ms. Gale, including Mr. Glover's advocacy. It is really important," she said, and added, "Everything is increasing cost-wise, wages, utility bills, resources we need. All these costs are going up and funding is not going up with it." The museum had previously commented that the current situation is not tenable, especially considering its commitment to maintaining free entry. And there's a picture of a lady, which I'm assuming is Miss Gale, to accompany this article.